either in our thoughts, our actions, the words we speak, maybe the way we treat someone, we stumble a little bit.
Man.
That's what we learned last week. Wait, will the real me stand up? Now, this week, we're in the second portion of it. And we're going to find out that we are love. Right? So the scripture today is going to be from Romans 5. We're going to start with Romans 5, verse 8. And it's from the English Standard Version. Right now, let's have reading of the word. Romans 5 and 8 says, "But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Read it again. "But God shows his love for us in that we were still sinners, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Can y'all just repeat that with me? Read it with me. It's like, "But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Romans 5, 8. All right? Amen. So what I love about this is, obviously, something happened before this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what it's showing here that I'm seeing is that before this, it goes back, it kind of goes back to what we were talking about last week. We were dead, walking in our sins and trespasses, on the way to a burning hell, as some of the older pastors, the Baptist pastors, the preachers used to say, "You go on your way to a burning hell."
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is true. You know, we fall, we make mistakes, we fall, but God.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I love the way this particular verse here starts. But God.
Yes.
Because you can see there's a mountain that was climbed, or a door that was open, or maybe even a door that was shut, depending on where you're at in your life. That, but God represents hope. It represents a new beginning. It represents a 180 from where you were before. You understand what I'm saying? Because obviously, how many times do you hear people say something, you know, blah, 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 but... And that's one of the biggest words in the Bible, is that but. Because it means, it represents a transformation, a turnover, a reversal. It represents crossing from dark to light. It says, but God shows his love for us. Now, I love to set the third word too, says shows. Because there is no show, it's he shows. See, he showed them, but he still shows. It's an everyday thing. It doesn't end.
Mm-hmm.
See, we could say, but God showed, which would still be true, but you'd be talking about past tense. He showed. But through Jesus Christ, he continued to show. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jesus hung, bled, died, but he's still living Jesus right now.
Yes.
Therefore, God, through his son Jesus, continued to show love. He shows love all day, every day. No matter what we do, where we're at, who we're with, no matter how good our day was at school, how good or bad it was at work, whatever, he continues to show love. He shows love.
Yes, yes.
And that's what we have to remember. His love does not stop. It says that in us, shows love for us in that while we were still sinners. And once again, the key word here is were.
Mm.
While we were still sinners. See, there's a difference in that. There's a crossover here. There's a 180 taken here. Why I say that is because, yes, we were sinners. But because of Jesus Christ, we're now saints. Doesn't mean we're perfect. We still sin. But we're no longer living in our sinful ways.
Yeah, that's right.
Sin does not dictate, rule, or have authority over our life anymore.
Amen.
Because of Jesus. And that's something to be happy about right there, because of the presence of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. That's something to be happy about. And he said, but God shows his love for us, and that that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That right there is what we call love. Let's go to this next one here, and I'll be able to show you a little bit more. Look at the definition of love. I got this off of dictionary.com somewhere on the internet. It says, love, an intense feeling of deep affection. That's their definition of an intense feeling of deep affection. And let me tell you this. In biblical terms, that's not necessarily true. Man, as men and women on this earth, that's true. Because love is something to us that's based on a feeling. It's based on a feeling. But what happens when you wake up in the morning and you're mad at someone? What happens if someone just got there talking about you? Well, obviously, you're not feeling too well about that person. So if love is really based on a feeling, when you wake up feeling bad, are you feeling bad about someone? Does that mean you pretty much don't really love them? Mm-hmm. If you think about it. So physical love, that's based on a feeling. But going back to the previous verse here, Romans 5:8, it says, but God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So that right there, when Christ died for us, had nothing to do with feelings. Amen. Nothing to do with feelings. What that had to do is his overall love for us just because of who he is. Mm-hmm. Had nothing to do with what we did. Because honestly, if it was going by what we did, remember, we're sinners. We were sinners. So if it was going by that, he would have died for us. If it was going by physical feelings, would have died for us. But his love is not based on feelings. His love is not based on emotions. His love is not based on what you can do for me, when you can do it for me. His love is based on who he is. His love is based on his son, Jesus, who died for us. Therefore, he's no longer able to see us as sinners. He doesn't see us as black, white, Hispanic, all of that. All he sees is the color red.
Yeah. Amen.
Which is the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
That's some real love for you.
That's right.
Because of us who've been in relationships and call ourselves in love or loving that person, but the second time they do something to us, or the third time they do something to us, maybe even the first time, we don't love them no more.
Right.
Or we hate them now.
Mm-hmm.
That's that brotherly love kind of. You know, all that Eros love, the affectionate or more so relational or sexual type love. Mm-hmm. And then you have the phileo love, which is more like brotherly love. That you may see like on a football team or a volleyball team or whatever. But we're talking about agape love in its true sense.
Yeah.
Unconditional. No matter what, no matter when, no matter how, no matter where.
Yes.
I love you.
Wow.
You lied yesterday, but I still love you.
Mm-hmm.
You cheated on a test yesterday, but I still love you. You cursed somebody out in the car riding up and down the street, mm-hmm. Road rage yesterday, but I still love you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the type of love we're dealing with here. Has no conditions. And it's unlimited. Doesn't stop. Because mm-hmm. it clearly says God shows. That means it's continuing. Y'all understand that? Y'all got that?
Mm-hmm.
Continuous, unconditional love. No matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the song we sing sometimes, no matter what. You can't erase his love. Because it's not an earthly love or a worldly love.
Wow, yeah, that's good.
Y'all with me?
Amen.
Look at this here, Matthew 5:44. It says, but I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. That's just the first part of that, right? But as an example, where we're going here is, obviously, once again, you see that word, but. That means something happened before that. That means somebody's being talked about, somebody's being lied on, somebody may have been cheated on,
mm-hmm.
somebody might have been slapped in the face, physically abused, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
But, I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. That's the true agape love. That's not a brotherly love, filial love. It was based on, okay, we cool. As long as we cool, we hanging out, I love you. But the second you might want to hang out with somebody else, I don't love you no more. That's not Eros love, where as a husband and a wife, should be only between a husband and a wife. You know, if I love, you know, the sex from the marriage or whatever, I love you. But the second that's not there anymore, or you don't look good enough anymore, then I no longer love you. We're not talking about those loves. True form of agape love here. That's what we talk about when we say, we are love. You are love. I am love. Now he said, love your enemies. That's the love he's talking about. Agape love. Why do you love your enemies? Even when they persecute you, you still love them. So remember, at the end of the day, we're not warring against the flesh here. And we're looking at it in a fleshly sense of the word love. Because I'm not going to lie to you, the fleshly sense of the word love, that's really, it can be really tricky.
Mm-hmm.
It's there 1 minute, gone the next. Because we're human, we're flesh. The best thing we have, the best, most wonderful deeds, what it says, like filthy rags to God.
Amen.
That's who we are.
That's right.
Well, something else we learned last week, what did we say? We're wretched.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Paul talking about it last week? We're wretched.
Yes.
But God. And his agape love. Repeat after me, say, I am love.
I am love.
I am love. I am loved. With agape love.
With agape love.
With agape love.
With agape love. Amen.
There's no better love, no more powerful love than that. Let's get back to this one here. Look at this. Everyone's familiar with this, and I think we spoke about this a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 8:35-39. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So that's some more good news for you. Because there's nothing, no one, anything on this earth can separate us from that agape love God has for us.
Yes.
Once again, it goes back. We have no control over certain things. Matter of fact, we have no control over anything.
Mm-hmm.
We have no control over the way God loves us. He just loves us. He loved us before we loved ourselves. Not only while we were sinning in the world doing whatever, but while we were in our mother's womb, he loved us. from the beginning of the creation of this earth, he loved us. That's why he sent his son, Jesus.
Amen.
So he wouldn't have to look down upon us and see this sinful, wretched, wicked, evil, demonized world.
Yes, yes.
All he see is his son's blood.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
That's some good news right there. That's some good news.
Yes.
And no matter what, no matter how, no matter when, that love is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a beautiful thing right there.
Yes.
That's something you should wake up every morning shouting hallelujah for right there.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Giving him all the praise and worship he deserves right there, just for that alone.
Amen.
We're not talking about all the other stuff he's done. We're just talking about the love.
Yes.
There's a whole list of things, a whole book of things we can shout about. But that right there, just love alone, that's the beginning right there.
That's it. Amen.
First John 4, verse 10 says, and this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. And this is love. Not that we have loved God. See, once again, in our words and our sinful self, we don't love God. Born in sin, shaped in iniquity. Mm-hmm. We're about ourselves. So it's not that we love God, it's but that he loved us. Because without him loving us, we don't even know what love is.
Yeah.
We can't define love. I'm surprised most of us can even spell the word love, to be honest with you. Because we have some really twisted views on the word, on love.
Amen.
We do. Love in most people is kind of like the tide or the waves in the ocean. Come mm-hmm. and go, come and go, come and go.
Amen, amen.
To most of us, love is like a candle being lit.
Yeah.
You light it. It looks good, it smells good, but when you're tired of it, you blow
mm-hmm.
it out. That's what love is to most of us.
Yeah.
But that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. And I'm going to tell you right now, not many people I know, not many men I know, would give their son up for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how much you like the person, how much you think you may love the person, nobody's going to say, you know what? Just to make sure that you don't go to hell, that you have a relationship, you know, with me, I'm going to give my son up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know nobody's going to do that.
Amen.
Not knowing about Missouri. But there was one.
Yes.
The Father of all, the Creator of all, said, you know what? I'm going to make this thing happen. Because I love you. Because you were not made for hell.
Yes.
You were made to spend eternity with your Father, your Creator.
Yes.
So just to make sure we keep yes. things on track here, I'm going to send my son down
yes.
for you. That's the kind of love we're talking about here.
Mm.
And I want us to see, every time we see the word love, I don't care if it's some kind of silly Valentine's Day card. I don't care if we see it on a birthday card. I don't care if we see wherever we see it. I don't care if we see it on TV, hear it on the radio,
yeah, yeah,
on the internet, wherever. I want us to think about what love really is.
Yes.
And that's the love of Christ, the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's what love really is. See right there on the sign behind your head over there, it says God is love. His son took our place.
Yes.
Took all the abuse, all the torment, all the torture for us.
Mm-hmm.
That's some love right there. Y'all understand where I'm coming from with love?
Yes.
Some people have these acronyms for love, you know?
Yes.
L for this, O for this, V for this, E for that. But if it ain't got Christ in it, it's not love. If it's not being Holy Spirit led, Holy Spirit filled, it's not love. If it's not believing on the cross and what happened on the cross on Mount Calvary, it's not love.
Amen.
Y'all get where I'm coming from on that?
Yes.
Love should take on a whole new meaning for you after hearing today's message.
Yeah.
It's not a one-time thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a every day, every other day thing. It's more than that.
Yeah.
It's an eternal thing. It's an eternal thing.
Yeah.
'Cause the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they're eternal.
Yes.
So love, agape love, is eternal. Y'all with me on nothing?
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you once again for allowing us, Father God, just to see your true love, Father God. Father God, we know that we have some wicked, twisted ways of showing love, Father God. And Father God, we just thank you, Father God, just for allowing us, Father God, to just be loved by you. Like the song said, Father God, that's who we are, Father God. We're loved by you, Father God, more so than anything else, Father God. More so any title we have, any job we have, it doesn't matter how much money we have, where we live, Father God, doesn't matter the color of our skins, Father God. First and foremost, Father God, we are loved by you, Father God, in the name of Jesus.